Let's get to the mixed bag.
Let's do it.
The mixed bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future.
All righty then. We all know what's at the top of everyone's mind in South Florida currently. I even heard it on our sister station, Power 96, as I was coming into the studio today. Everyone is talking about it. We are no different. Let's go ahead and hear from the Oilers to start things off here in the mixed bag. Connor McDavid.
Ugh.
He revealed his feelings ahead of Game 7.
Yeah, excited. Obviously, we've worked hard to put ourselves, in this position. It's a great opportunity for our group, and we're looking forward to it.
He sounds it.
Stupid Connor McDavid.
Didn't do anything the last game.
Jesus.
Idiot.
We're going to keep it in the hockey realm.
Okay.
It's okay. We got one from our boys now. Enough of those Oilers. We got Sasha Barkov here.
Love him.
He got screwed. Definitely got screwed.
Got screwed.
Offside.
Paul Maurice
was it offside or was it?
Oh my! I mean, by a millimeter, dude. By a little.
Spirit of the rule, Leroy. Oh,
there's holding on every play, Leroy. Are we going to go back on the replay and be
like? That's not one of those situations. You either are or you aren't. It's not a judgment call. Like, yeah, it was close. But he was offsides. Like, what do you, like, how did he get screwed?
It was
he got screwed by his own guy who didn't stay on side.
What did he say?
This is him answering whether or not this is a legacy-defining game.
If you win tomorrow night, you win the Stanley Cup. If you lose, you're the team that blew 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup. Is this a legacy-defining moment, a career-defining moment?
No, I mean, tomorrow we have one thing on our mind, to play our best game, and that's about it. Like, we have an unbelievable opportunity to win the Cup, but our mindset is to play our best game starting from the first shift, and that's about it. That's all we think about.
I love that. So all the crap everybody's talking about, they have maintained the same, attitude. I don't mean as far as play, they need to play better.
Yeah.
But I'm saying as far as the mindset of what each game means, they've been consistent with that all year.
I wish the attitude could get you more points.
Well, the attitude will keep you in the right frame of mind to get more points.
What else you got, Marcos?
We got one more from the hockey realm. I want to go ahead and stay on our side of the ice, though. This one is with Matthew Tkachuk and how it all comes down to Game 7.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit in the sense that both teams are feeling that, but we've had that mindset all playoffs, and we don't want to, get too far away from that. But, it's been a very even series, even though, we won 3, they won 3. And for us, both teams to have an opportunity, most teams, you lose 3 in a playoff series, you don't have a chance at another game, and somehow both of us have an opportunity still. So, very exciting, kind of leave all their desperation on both sides. And it's been a very even series, I feel like, so it all comes down to this.
Florida, the very slight favorite. This has been going from Pick'em to now Florida's a slight favorite for tonight. But
all right.
We shall see.
Very, very. How are you going to get the rest of our day out after this show today? I mean, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm just going to do it pacing.
Hey, yeah, I've already planned busy work.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yes.
Hmm.
I'm going to go out and give my grill a deep cleaning, get it ready for the 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
I got to go get some stuff for my pool. Got to go get a bag of ice. I still can't do liquor in the hot tub.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Come on. One time.
No, I won't have nobody to save me if I start.
One time.
I'll be out there just, the other day. I got in the pool. I get in the pool and do some stretching before I go golf, right? I'm in the pool. I look at my little my little skimmer, right? And there's some kind of animal fight for his life right? So I open it up. Out comes this lizard, right? So I go get the net to try to save the lizard. He fighting. He running away from me. I'm like, I'm trying to save you. Take him out. Throw him on the pavement. And he laid there for like a day. And it rained, you know. So the next day when I get up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to move this lizard. And I went over there and I poked him and he ran away. Mm. So I saved the lizard.
Resilient. Good for you, man.
Proud of you.
Caught a shrimp yesterday.
Oh. Did you eat it?
Nah, I just let him go.
Nah.
Wait, how'd you? In the net?
Not with my hand.
With your hand? Wow. Getting manlier by the second.
See, back where I'm from, somebody would say, so my dad would say to my uncle, Poochie, Poochie, we catch 5-6 of those, we can make some etouffee. You threw it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, by the way, have you ever seen the Meg?
The Meg.
Is that about the shark?
Nah, I haven't
seen
that.
Yeah, the giant shark.
Nah, I haven't seen that.
Hmm. Well, if you haven't seen Meg 1, sure as hell don't watch Meg 2. It was like the last 15 minutes I was flipping through channels. And I said, let me see what Jason Statham gonna do. Oh my goodness. Like, too much. Too much.
Anything else in the next bag, Marcos?
Yes. Baseball. Been around since the days of Oyster Burns. And yet somehow we had a first in Major League history the other day.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about this by any chance?
Nope.
Nope.
Ryan McMahon. McMahone? I don't know. Who cares? Drew a bases loaded. Ninth inning. Walk in the first. Walk-off pitch clock violation. In Major League history, this is how it sounded.
Wow.
Three balls, two strikes. Tied at 7. The pitch, time called. Time violation! A pitch clock violation on Finnegan! And that's the game! The Rockies on the pitcher Finnegan taking too much time. That becomes ball 4. And for the first time in the new rules, the Rockies have a walk-off on a pitch violation.
Wow. So wait.
That's...
It only counts as one ball. Right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But it was a fourth.
So dude was struggling before that if he had three balls up to that point.
Bases loaded.
So it was inevitable.
Still one of those things, though. Like, that kind of goes back to, like, oh, I need HD cameras to see that he was offsides by an inch. Like, spirit of the rule.
Spirit of the rule.
I got one even worse that I'm going to save.
Okay.
Sweet.
We'll take a break. Back after this.